All right, guys, 1, 2, 3, here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. Today's a really good day, and I'll tell you why. Because I got a really good night rest or sleep, whatever you want to call it. I think this is just part of parenthood. I've got two young kids, and you know, the other day they did not sleep too well. They were waking up, and I'm like, guys, you don't have a job. Why are you waking up so early? So it's just my sleep was off, and I feel really good today because I got the amount of sleep I needed. So I wanted to share that with you. Those are like my things. If I'm able to get some good sleep, then I'm like, I feel energetic. I feel ready to go. All right. So we are right. We're in the midst of season 4, and I am just enjoying it because so many of you are reaching out, which is awesome. I love you for that. Thanks for connecting. You're reaching out and you're asking questions, and we're throwing them out here. So today's question, without further ado. Further or do. There we go. I got that right the second time. A for effort. Question is, how do I find my ideal client? That's a great question because, you know, I see it everywhere when it comes to like a Google search, how to build a counseling business. And you see tons of these articles all about find your ideal client. Identify your ideal client. Who is your ideal client? You need to know your ideal client. And I'm looking at it and going, yes, great information. But where's all like the nitty-gritty detail that actually makes it work? Just like a little more, please. So we're going to do that together. We're going to answer that question, finding your ideal client. And we're going to start in just a random direction. Finding your ideal client, the emphasis of that is to allow you to be as far away as you can from burnout, to be in a space that you're excited to go to. To be in a space you are excited to go to. I want you to think about that. So that's what you want to dig into. You know, when you're looking at your ideal client, really think about who is that person? What are they going through? What are their pain points? What are they struggling with? Why do you like to be there with them? How do they listen to you? Do they show up on time? Do they pay their no-show fees? Do they pay their session fee on time? Do they come in ready? All of those details. All of those details, not just a pain point. All of those details highlight an ideal client. It's someone that you feel not really stressed around. You don't really feel anxious with. So hone in on that. Think about it. And then as you do, we get a little bit further. And we look at this ideal client as an avatar. So now I want you to start giving them an imaginary name. Let's say it is Cornelius. That's a cool name, Cornelius. Now, and I'm going to use myself as an example. Cornelius is my ideal client because, you know what, for the first session, he came in and Cornelius knocked out all of the intake paperwork. Love it. That's exciting for me because now I don't have to do that stressful part of going over everything, printing all the documents off, or saying, did you get the email, et cetera, et cetera. So that's awesome that Cornelius got that knocked out. Second thing, a couple of sessions ago, you know what, in working with Cornelius, didn't show up for a session. He emailed me before I even emailed him and said, hey, I know I didn't show up. That's on me. I value your time. Feel free to send me the late cancellation fee. I believe it was a blank amount that I read on the documents. Oh, my goodness. This is my person. This is my ideal client. And you guys see where I'm getting at? The more that you dig into your ideal client, the easier it is to identify who this person is, and you can start building your business in a way that resonates with that. Now, I'm going to give you an example of this, give you a little more bread here, if you will, that you can play with. If I know that my ideal client is not someone that cannot pay my fees, right? Because for some reason, right, you're saying my fee is, we're just going to make up a number. My fee is $10. So my ideal client is someone that can pay $10. And if I said, well, I got somebody that can pay $2, you would say, no, that's not my ideal client. Fine. No issue there. It's your business. You operate it the way that you want to operate it. Got you. So then what you can do to funnel in your ideal clients if you can have systems, and these systems support you in identifying and funneling in your ideal clients. So the system would be that as someone comes into your practice, there is an abundance of information that goes into your $10 fee. That way, as this person's coming in, they see that and it is a cue. Can I do that or can I not do that? What you're doing there is you're doing, like, I think it's called the weeding process. It's very similar to what universities do. You know, your first year of college, I think like in your biology classes, calculus, chemistry, all of those classes, you got this huge room of like 500 students in there. And not many people continue on when to that same major. They may have one in as a biology major, but that first class, Bio 101, they're like, man, this D is not going to really work out. So that's weeding out. You're trying to figure out, okay, these students may not go in that direction, so let's shift it into another direction. So take that with you. I hope that was helpful. As always, I am so, so grateful. I've been so excited about season 4 for a long time. So I'm glad that, you know, we're doing it. And I'm very thankful to each of you listening in and asking these questions. Of course, there would be no season 4 without, you know, you reaching out and asking the questions. So please continue to do that. Reach out to me, whether it's on Instagram, on email. You can check out the YouTube channel, Counselor's Journey to Private Practice. You can reach out to me on here. One of my favorite ways is if you are able to get on your platform where you're listening at, leave me a review. Let me know what is awesome about the podcast. What are you learning? What are you excited about? Share a question that you have, and then we'll rock with it. Sending you love, my friends. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.